Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC, teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Johnny, Laura, and I'm Lafayette, the first show of 2024. Man, are you guys excited for 2024? What do you guys got going on? What are your big expectations? What is it you want to accomplish? Did you already start? Is this something like maybe you have a hobby? You want to start learning something? Or do you want to remain stupid and lazy? We'll start with Johnny. Go.
My goal, because every year it's like, you know, I'm going to lose weight or whatever. That's not going to be my goal this year. This year I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better person, just be a better husband, be a better dad. Then I go to the store to get some groceries. And this dude like stops his car in front of me. And I'm like, move your fucking car, man. Why'd you stop in front of me? And then he like rolls down his window. I stopped because there was a lady over there. I'm like, whatever, man. Just go. Just go. And then he's like, kept going.
I was going to say, off to a bad start. Yeah.
Off to a bad start. And I just told him to get the fuck out of here. And then then right I was like, like the whole time I was buying groceries, I was like, all right. So like if he's in the store, I'm going to find him and apologize. And I never saw him. And I was thinking about it. I was like, I really wasn't in the wrong. I mean, like, yeah, I guess he stopped for the person over there, but like he fucking stopped right in front of me. And like, yeah, I don't think I'm in the wrong. And then I'm like, Good Johnny, bad Johnny. Like,
yeah. You know what, though? The upside is just 354 more days. You can start over. So
no. Every day is a chance to start over. Every moment is a chance.
No, this is a yearly thing. We're going by years. So, yeah, he's already blew it.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking I got Chinese New Year. So Got a couple months.
That's
and then,
true. You get a reset. That's right.
I get a reset.
Wait a second. What, not Chinese? Son of a bitch, he tricked us.
Lunar New Year is the same fucking thing. Like
what is that line in American Beauty? Every day you wake up and this is the first day of the rest of your life. And that's true every day except for the day that you die. And that one always have stuck
every
with me.
Day
always.
You wake up is the first day of your life.
First day of the rest of your life.
Except for the day you
I
die.
Mean, true, yes, true, but time doesn't exist. Anyway, we're not going through that. Anywho, so Johnny wants to be a better person. Did somebody tell you were a dick or something, or what happened? Like, how'd that come out? Like,
I think I'm around assholes so much that I tell myself that I want to be a better person.
He's talking about us. I have a
and I think I get that when I get texts from Carlos. And he's, like, dude, tone it down, stop being a dick. And he's like,
I like how you get that from the text.
Yeah, my text, I put sound my text messages.
Now it just does voice recordings. You stupid dick.
There it is. Carlos comes in pretty hot, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to make people feel what I'm feeling. I feel angry.
Yeah, you got to come. Yeah, you have to pull it back. All right. Well, Johnny's, resolution, however you want to put it, become a better person altogether. Just a better person. He already failed, but tomorrow's a new day, as Laura said.
Yeah,
tomorrow's a new day.
That's a new day for the rest of my life.
Rest of you. I like how every day you're going to use that too. You stupid fuck. Tomorrow. I got tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tell that to the guy who's been sentenced for over 500 years. Hey man, you got tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Tomorrow's a new day.
Be better.
I should tell him that.
You should. Maybe he'll feel better.
Yeah.
One day down.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. All
15,
right.
15,000 to go.
Laura, how about you? What's your outlook? Well, like I said, not resolution. Outlook.
No, I don't do resolutions because resolutions are for losers. I have a very bold claim about that. Yeah. Because it is, every day is a chance to change. But there are a few things that I set into motion prior to the turning of the new year. And one of those is I'm trying to get back into sewing. My grandmother taught me how to sew when I was young, like properly sew. And I have a coat that the collar is all fucked up. And I'm like, I can do this. This is going to be a project, but I can do this. So I've started, I've gathered some things, I've started along. And so that's kind of a goal.
All right. I have a couple of questions. Sewing like old school, just or with a machine?
Both.
Okay. Both, and when you say gathered materials, did you gather thread and a needle?
No.
That's it. That's all you need to sew, right?
No, I already have a machine and I had the threads and I had the needles, but I needed a specialty needle to work with vinyl, and I needed to go to the fabric store and get the new vinyl material for the collar. And to get it all done, I also bought a new zipper for a backpack that broke, and I was like, gonna throw it away. And then I'm like, no, I'm gonna do this Depression era shit that my grandma would have done, and I'm gonna fucking fix it. And so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna fix that backpack. Wow. I'm gonna fix that coat. I'm gonna fix that skirt that was too small, but now I don't, or too, was too big. I don't think it's too big anymore. So maybe I don't need to do that project. Some other things. I got stuff I want to fix.
So after you conquer this, or what are you going to do next? Learn to churn butter? Like, how old school are you going to
get?
Yeah,
you pick up a loom? You going to make your own thread?
No. Churning butter actually is really easy. If you have a stand mixer and some cream, that's all you need.
No. You just buy some butter. Then turn it the other way.
Or just buy some butter, yeah.
That's right. That's it.
But my other thing that I put into motion before the end of the year was... I made an appointment with a weight loss doctor to talk about getting Ozempic or Wegovy or any of those semi-glutide, semaglutide, however you say it, A1C blah, blah thingies. I have the appointment next Monday.
So what do you know about it so far other than it makes you lose weight?
I've done a good amount of research. You know, there are risks. There's risks like any other medications that you can take. There are potentially serious side effects. Those are small. The most common side effect is it's just going to make you so sick to your stomach that you don't want to eat at all. And the point is it going to make you so sick that you don't want to live life anymore, or so sick that you don't want to eat anymore? Because there's a line in there where it becomes worth it or not worth it.
That
so,
is true. Yep.
We'll see.
Depression and thoughts of suicide are always in the commercial.
Well, yeah.
That is true.
That's another thing.
I feel like my only side effect would be just like having ladies throwing poontang my way all day long. Just trying to fight that.
I think your side effect is your skinny ass face.
Yeah. With your jawser size.
Yeah,
man. If I combine the two, get the drugs, get the jawser size. Holy shit.
Maybe the drugs will also eliminate 90 slang words like poontang. So they can do that too, maybe. Yeah.
One step at a time, man.
I'll keep you guys updated. I'm
wait,
really
about the woman's throwing it at you or
no weight loss? No, oh, okay. About the doctor's appointment. It's next Monday. I'm excited. If this goes well, you know, maybe or not really? Even if it goes well. If it goes terribly, it'll make great content no matter what.
We have a cousin that's on that stuff.
How are they doing?
I don't know. Carlos knows more than me.
He says that it makes his stomach numb, so he doesn't feel like eating.
Perfect. That's exactly what I want.
And the last time I saw him, he kind of forced himself to eat because he hadn't eaten anything all day, so he knew he had to eat, but he didn't. His stomach was telling him no. But he ate anyway. But he just had like one drumstick because we were at some function, so he had like one drumstick. And that was it.
Perfect. Is he very large?
Yeah, he started off like 385 pounds.
And now he's 400. Now he's 400.
Now he's down to 335, I think.
So, is he? I don't know.
I feel like when you're at that size, though, like you're going to make some dramatic gains or dramatic losses.
Yes.
Pretty quickly, right?
Especially males.
Like, it's like, all right, this week I lost 20 pounds, and then the expectation is like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds every week, and then mathematically, that's just not possible.
No, but I mean, anything's a start, right? Like, you take that momentum and you go with it.
It's one injection a week.
Yes.
And then...
where do they inject you?
Anywhere.
You inject yourself.
Jab your leg, tummy. Whatever you want. Your stomach.
You can do it in multiple places. You can do it in your arm, your stomach, or your thigh, or butt.
Yeah.
So, I think I would do it where like crackheads do it, just like in the vein with the fucking arm
with
tied
the rubber
up
and, tube.
Yeah.
So just, like heroin.
In like a dark corner.
Yeah.
Just what so you what's can he doing live over there? That life.
You know, Zempic.
Just to say, I've always been curious. So.
Well, as long as you don't have Kaiser Hospital, because they don't approve it. So as long as you don't have that.
What? They don't?
Kaiser will not insure any type of Ozempic or knockoff version of it. Yes.
This is the struggle. The insurance struggle is real, but there are other ways to get it. If it's not covered by your insurance company, there's a very handy thing going on right now. Is this drug is in so much demand that the makers, the multiple makers, cannot keep up with the demand. Like there's drug shortages across the United States or across the world because they can't keep up with it. So in that case, the FDA allows for their patent on those medicines to be temporarily kind of like put by the wayside, which means that any pharmacy, any compounding pharmacy, which are the more complicated ones, not like Walgreens, like their specialty pharmacies, can make it themselves in-house. And that is so much cheaper. Like, talking 75% less than what they tell you, if not more, less.
So what prices are we looking at?
Without insurance? It's bad.
It's $900 a month.
Or more.
Like, yeah, but that's the average. The average is $900 a month.
Yeah. And but with compounding pharmacies, you're looking at like $300 a month.
But your doctor will give it to you if he feels like you actually need it for medical purposes. But if you just say, I need to lose weight, can you prescribe that? They're going to go, no, not at all. Like, your ass out.
Well, I mean, but
depending
that's the
on
whole
your
debate.
Insurance. Depending on your insurance.
Well, that's the because
if you go
debate,
to
though.
Your doctor that is your friendly doctor, he's going to for sure sign off on it. Depends on your insurance. So, but I know for Kaiser, if you have Kaiser, which is probably the biggest there is in the U.S.,
I've never heard of it, so it's not here.
Oh, really? Oh, they will
really?
Not.
Nope.
They will not insure you.
Big in the West.
Yeah, probably in the West. It's number one, yeah.
But there's this whole debate, though, about, I mean, because I want to talk about it. Let's just talk about it, guys. But the,
go for it.
It's this whole thing about, like, this drug that insurance companies don't want to pay for because it's outrageously expensive. And they're like, oh, you don't need it. Do you not need it? I mean, if you fall into obesity categories, what is going to be the later down the line cost to, you know, your health insurance company? Like, really, it just makes more sense to cover this medicine. And I've read that companies are saying, like, on the down low, like, we're not covering it because if everybody who qualified went and got this, we would be fucking bankrupt. Because, like, what, 40% of Americans are obese?
Yeah.
40% of us fall in that category. So if they covered it, these things for weight loss, they're going to bankrupt the insurance companies. So I think it's a really interesting time, and we'll see kind of what time will tell. I mean, there's a strong possibility that in, you know, 5 years, you're going to see those ads on daytime television like you did for Fen-Phen. Did you take Fen-Phen in 1995? If so, you may be entitled to compensation. Like, there very well may be that in the future. Or it could be a whole new breakthrough for weight loss and for the obesity epidemic. So it's very interesting. I'm excited.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's it. I don't know how I feel about obesity epidemic. I don't know, because you decided to eat your favorite foods every single day, 5 times a day, here's some drug that might work for you. No, there's no guarantee you're not going to go back to your ways and then become a fatty again. Or you might get depressed because I want to eat what I want. I don't want to lose weight. So,
well, I think the depression doesn't come from not eating. I think it comes from a chemical imbalance. But I mean, that's a lot of people's thought about it, is like, basically it's cheating. You're not doing the work. And to that, I say bullshit, because what if we consider the fact that not everybody on the earth is playing with the same deck of cards. So losing weight is never easy, right?
We're talking about people in like the automatic wheelchairs, the real fatties that can't exercise.
Them or me. Like the fact that, you know, if everybody, it's hard for everybody to lose weight to a point. I feel like it maybe is easier to some people because there is a side effect, a very welcome side effect that comes with this medicine that people have noticed. That people who are obese, they say that they're experiencing a lack of what they've termed food noise. You guys have those kinds of people in your life.
Just
that...
explain food noise. I need to know. I need to know this.
Yes. Yes. Food noise is my husband, I will have bought him a pint of chocolate ice cream. I don't like chocolate ice cream, so I buy it specifically for him. And he will have a little bit and he will forget about it. He'll straight forget about it. And I'm like, did you not remember that you have a pint of chocolate ice cream? He's like, oh, yeah. And he'll go and he'll have some. I would never in a million fucking years forget I had a pint of my favorite ice cream in the fridge. Never. I would never forget that. That is food noise. That, like, when it's around, you are keenly aware of it. You're keenly thinking about it. You're thinking about, you know,
oh, yeah, no, I hear you.
What is like, my next thing? I'm there's food there. Oh, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not gonna eat it. Like, this constant willpower battle that's going on inside of you that
the,
other
the
people
angel
don't experience.
And devil on your shoulder.
That other people seem to
come get me. I'm in
not have. Yeah. And that people who've taken this medicine find that they're not having these thoughts anymore. And it's life changing for them.
I think it's just like my cousin. It just makes you feel full already. You can't eat shit. You're almost like having an upset stomach. And then you're like, man, I've only consumed, you know, 500 calories today because that's, I can't eat anymore. And it's just, that's it. It's, you know, and then all of a sudden, 3 weeks in, you've lost 15 pounds because you're realizing I'm not really eating shit. You know, and then that's what dieting is. Listen, it's dieting, people. God damn, I can't stand this shit. People cheating the system because they don't want to diet.
Mommy's going to cheat the system.
The worst.
Yeah.
So how's the sewing going? Anyway, Carlos, what's your 2024, your new hobby maybe, or something that you want to pick up, or something that you want to, I don't know. What do you got going on? Just tell us what you got going on. That's all I care about.
I think I'm going back to school, man.
What? What are you going to be? A doctor? A scientist? An astronaut?
A lawyer?
No.
You said no?
No, not a lawyer, Laura. No. There's like a school for janitors or something. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah.
For construction management.
What would the classes be? Fucking key management. Fucking
key management. Don't lose the key ring. Put it on your belt. Put it on your loop. Okay.
Mop bucket care 101.
Yeah. So you're gonna go for building management.
Construction management.
Oh, construction management. Okay.
What does that do? Is it gonna help your job?
Construction project managers make a fucking boatload of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've been in the biz for over 20 years, so I figured I know my stuff, but nobody believes me, so I gotta put it on paper.
And what? Like, is it for your work, or are you gonna venture off into something else?
No, it's for the field I'm in, but venture off into other companies, make more money.
Is this a master's? Do you have a bachelor's or?
No, it's only a certificate program. Everywhere I looked, it was a certificate program.
Okay, cool.
So
that's how it works.
Everything you need for bachelor's. So I don't need to go all through all that for a bachelor's when I can just get the certificate.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So when are you going to start?
We're
going to start this year? Or
this one semester type of thing?
No, they have an acceleration program. That's a one-year program.
It's a one-year deal. Oh, yeah. But it's true. You can look into a lot of jobs and just get a certificate and your career will take off. When I was a water engineer, all I needed was a certificate from a university. And they said, hey, pass this course. Take this book twice as thick as the Bible. You can take the test whenever you want. Study it. Take a year. We don't care. 3 weeks later, I was in the test. I was like, my turn. And then I got like 96 or something like that on the test. They're like, wow, you really learned a lot of shit. And I just took good notes. I didn't learn shit. But I got a certificate.
I literally cannot tell if you're joking. A water engineer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the same certificate.
Yep.
Because my dad was a water engineer.
And my dad was a water engineer, so he got me into it.
He's like, a good field. So
go work for the state. And they did hire me. And then 4 months later, I got tumors in my legs and I had to resign. So yeah, there you go. So that's my story of getting a certificate of water engineer where I had to resign because of a medical problem. So
how did you get tumors in your legs?
Yeah.
God. That's about as good as answer.
Did it have anything to do with the water?
No, I had one when I was 12. Yeah.
What page was that on? Yeah. Yeah,
that's why I got a 96.
Yeah, that's a 4%.
That was a disclaimer in the back of the book. This job may cause tumors.
This job may cause tumors in your knees and you can't walk anymore.
It was probably on the first page, like important, must read. Yeah. I don't need that shit.
Do not go near the chlorine, the lime, and this, that, and this. Like, don't eat it. So yeah. So it paid well. I mean, literally started off at like $23 an hour. Think about that. $23 an hour.
This was back in the 90s.
And this is in the 90s. Yeah. I got that job in like 99. So I was 20 years old. Yeah. So you're like, oh man, I'm making $23 an hour just starting my new job. And didn't work out because medical decided to cut my legs from under me, if you know what I mean. So
it's almost $48,000 in the 90s. That's pretty fucking good.
Just to start too, right? It's great. Yep. And then you go and take state exams because you have to get the certificate first before you're allowed to take the state exams. And then once you get level one, level two, and so forth, they automatically raise you big time, like ridiculously. But I never got there because I just, doctor said you're retarded.
Did your dad have the same thing? Did he hit the big times with the...
He became a crane operator.
No, machinist. Machinist.
No, after that, he was a crane
operator. Oh, yeah. No, but then he was a machinist where he finished. Yeah. He moved on to something else. Yeah. That paid him more. So, there's a lot of jobs out there, people, that just get a certificate or go to trade school and you'll be just fine. Don't go to school for 4 to 6 years. Go get a trade type of job.
Yeah, why put yourself in a six-figure debt? They get a job that's not going to pay you six figures. Ridiculous.
It's very true. No joke. To get certified to be a so-called water engineer cost me like $85. Mm-hmm. You know what they made you pay for? Even though it was an actual course, you had to buy the book. That's what they made you pay for. So when I went to the university, I was like, I'm here for the water engineering course. They're like, yeah, just buy that book. It's $85. That's all you need. Oh, yeah, you'll get your credits, but you just need to get the book. Okay. And I got the book, and look at me. I'm a water master. I drink water. So.
Me too. Can I be a water engineer?
What? Yeah, you can. It doesn't take much. You can. You can. So there you go. Let me give you a little hint,
though. If you want to pass your water engineering test in only 2 weeks and get 96%, make sure you get the book from your dad that has all the answers first.
That's the book that I had.
That's how I passed. Get that, and then I passed it on.
I bought my book. Mm-hmm. I wrote in it and everything. And all I did was, this is the answers are going to be here. And I just went to every page. Okay, these are my notes. And it was literally like that. I took the test. Like, wow, these are just everything that basically, this is where everything is. The important parts are right here. And I learned that from note taking in high school. My teacher taught me where all the important shit is in books. He was right. He was correct. He said, when you start a chapter, it's always the first two pages and the last three pages. All the shit you need to know in the middle is useless. And he was right. He was absolutely right.
Wow, what a great teacher.
I don't know.
He was a good teacher, too. I got an A in that class. I passed
teach
all
in
the
high
tests.
School. Like,
he does teach high school, though.
Agreed. Yeah,
he topped out in high school.
Plus, you know what? It was art class. There were no books. Anyway.
Wait, so Carlos, are you going to start this year? Have you signed up? What's the deal?
Yeah,
I started applying for financial aid and other things.
How much is it going to cost?
$5,000.
Well, that's not all that bad.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not all that bad. I mean, Gavin Newsom's giving healthcare to illegal immigrants. You can probably ask them for a couple dollars. So there's that. There you go. So, well,
commentary.
There you go. Carlos is going to be construction boss. Johnny's gonna, I already forgot. Laura's going to sew.
You know what, Carlos? If I take you on as a dependent, you can get to school for free.
Oh wow!
Once I get my disabled vet status,
you see, right. Johnny's already a better person as the time goes by.
Yeah. Offering his friends
a helping hand.
Come here. I got you, son. I'm gonna beat your ass every day.
Gonna show up to your house with his whole family with an U-Haul. I'm here, Dad. Like, oh shit, you brought the whole family. Oh, there you go. There you go. Wow. I did start going to the gym 7 days in a row so far. Bad idea. Bad idea. Take a break, as they say. Take a break. Yeah.
I always have a rest day, right? I had a rest day,
and then I decided I was bored. I'm gonna go back to the gym today because I was like, I don't want to just do nothing. Well, bad idea. I want to go do some weights, and my left arm said, "You're not doing shit today, buddy." I had the worst sharp pain in the world in my tricep, and I couldn't do shit. Couldn't pull anything down. Couldn't lift anything up. So I went again today, and same shit happened again.
Long story short, you got tumors in your legs.
No, probably in my arm.
Working out 7 days in a row.
Probably in my left arm now, like right here. This is where it feels like a, what do you call, not a pinch nerve, what do you call it? A pressure point. Like big time. And it was the worst pain. Just nothing.
How many days in your tricep?
So it was 5 days straight of cardio and weights. And then the sixth day was like, I want to take a break. But then I went back going, let me do it again. I was already sore as shit. And as the sixth day said, man, stay home, man.
It's been 2 days since you've had that chirping.
I went back again
longer?
Today. Yeah. No,
and
I went back again
same
today.
Thing. So same 3 days? Same thing
happened today. Yeah, 3 days now.
Yeah, give it a rest, dude. Just rest your triceps. Do all the cardio. Do leg
day. I did
the
cardio today. No, yeah. Don't do leg day.
Just make an appointment.
My knees.
Ozempic.
My knees can't do leg day. It's not going
to
happen.
Because of the tumors. Yeah. Got it.
Not going to happen. My knees are shot to the point where I can't do any kind of leg weights. It'll be brutal to the next day. Just like death. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just rest up.
That's right.
Low and slow.
So, yeah. So, you know, the old 2024, let's go to the gym like everybody else does. I did go on the first. Worst thing to do. Didn't should have done that.
It was full.
Everybody and their mom was
packed,
there.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it was packed. I've never seen these people before. Packed. And
that's what they said
about
me.
It'll calm down.
When I came in on the first.
You were that guy. We never seen you before. Never saw him again.
Yeah.
I worked out every fucking day the week before Christmas.
Really?
And I was really proud of myself. And then Christmas came and I had the week off and it was just such a shit show because all my kids were fucking sick. It was supposed to be my glorious week off between Christmas and New Year's. Every fucking kid was home one of those days.
Fucking kid.
Then it just fucking fell off and I was sick and I didn't feel good and I was like, okay, it's Christmas.
Yeah, no, I also have resistance bands. I don't know if any of you guys got those.
Yeah.
I have like a 30-pound one and I went to go use that instead because the gym was killing my arm and I pulled it apart. So the strength must be working because it broke. Broken half. So
that's,
how old is it?
That's the
plastics
only
degrade.
Answer.
Oh, it's old.
I was gonna say
plastics like, degrade.
No.
No joke. It's like 12 years old and it finally gave out. And then I bought a whole new set on Amazon, way cheaper than I bought that one. Like a whole set. Like it's weights 20 through 60 for $20.
I hate that when like you spent when CD burners first came out. I was one of the first one to get that shit.
Yep.
Hooked it up. It was $350. I bought the warranty, and like now they're obsolete basically. But you can get it for like $50, $60.
The fact you can still get them makes no sense.
Yeah,
I know, but I got
Who's
one
burning
last year.
CDs these days.
I am.
Yeah, you still listen to CDs in the car?
Well, I put the MP3s on a CD because the car still takes them. My wife's car. There's no. It doesn't hook up to my Bluetooth.
Does it have a cassette deck too?
No.
Okay. Oof.
I have a CD player in my car, but I have not used it in forever. And I have like a Bluetooth adapter that's.
You want me to make you a CD bookie? Oh.
No.
No.
Oh, Jesus. I've never had anyone turn down my.
You never had anybody turn down
my CD player. No, because I haven't used my CD player in fucking 10 years.
It gives you options, so whatever.
What
I'm,
options?
I'm gonna
not
make
as
it
quick as
one.
The not option yet, not on as quick Spotify. As the car.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but you know what? Let's go back to the Ozempic thing real quick. I don't feel that Kaiser shouldn't be giving it because, according to the BMI scale, I'm obese. Same. I could be dying.
Wait, so you should get it or not?
So I should get it. They want to prevent me from dying.
I'm technically obese as well.
You think that's a good reason? Like, do you feel like you're going to die because of your obesity?
Yes.
Over time, diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic
pre-diabetic.
Disorders.
I'm sure I am.
Are you really?
I'm pre-death. Yeah.
I mean, aren't we all pre-diabetic?
I think that's all of us.
We are
pre-diabetic.
No, there's a specific criteria about blood sugar.
Yeah, I don't.
Does everyone want to share their BMI? Are we gonna get all scientific here?
I don't know it.
Mine is.
It's very easy. You can pull up the calculator, BMI calculator.
I can show what it is when I pull my shirt up.
Oh wait, let me see.
What are you doing? I'm 3 big titties.
Oh wait, for some reason it's highlighted on my Google search. Why? Apparently, I've looked at it before.
I like that.
I feel like
you're
your wife.
Right away.
Yeah. Why don't you also type in life insurance? Because I feel like somebody else is on your computer.
How do I kill my pre-diabetic husband?
All right, here we go. 32.9.
You feed him. That's what you.
That's how you kill him. It's obesity. BMI of 30 or greater. See, I'm obese.
I am. What was yours again?
32.9.
32.8. Whoa.
This is a race.
Right there.
Yeah.
But you know,
45. Who's next?
Wait, you're 45?
I don't know what these numbers. I'm not even typing in anything.
Guessed for you.
Just want to make sure.
But what's stupid is that when I was at my thinnest, in my adult life, I was 197 pounds, 6'2", 197 pounds. Man, everything fit great, right? But even if I put that weight in and my height, I'm still
overweight.
Yeah,
29.1. Boom.
Ooh, you're overweight.
No, well, yeah you are.
No, but
you
that's when
overweight.
you measure the body mass index. Or...
Yeah.
No, the body fat percentage. That's what I meant.
Body fat percentage is different than BMI. They can't do it based on a calculator what your body fat percentage is.
My age, I have to do things.
Well, they have to do the measurements and then they can calculate.
It doesn't have to be measurements. They have specific instruments that can, you like stand on them or put your hands on them, and it's like how the electric current like bounces around your body because fat
matter.
Is a better conductor of
matter.
Muscle.
You can look at your body and know your fat index, all right?
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Body fat percentage is different than BMI.
But if you look at your age, right, and then you look at your height, and it says you're supposed to be this weight.
Oh, yeah. It's so unrealistic.
So what's everybody's supposed height compared and age? You know, what's it supposed to be at before we go to break? What is everybody's scale? Height,
we're
weight
gonna say
scale.
Where you're supposed to be at.
Like what you should be?
Yeah. Height, weight, scale. Chart for males. So I'll give you guys right now, okay? Tell you right now. Carlos, how tall are you? No, how tall are you?
6'2".
6'2". You should weigh between 171 pounds and 209 pounds.
No way, because that would put me overweight. The 209 would make me overweight. If 197 puts me overweight, then 209, I'm walking the line of death. I'm like 1 foot.
According to pre-diabetic numbers right there.
This is from United Healthcare. Somebody that's, for instance, 5'4", a woman that's 5'4" should weigh between 108 and 132. They should not be anywhere.
That's quite a range. 108 to 132. That's one hell of a range.
Yeah, that's what it says here. So for instance, I have to weigh between 155 and 190.
How tall are you?
5'11", just right at 6 foot.
That
like,
seems
right around.
Ridiculous. That seems really scary.
Not really, because I would say most of my adult life I was about 180, between 165 and 185 until I hit like my late 30s, early 40s. Then I started gaining weight.
Yeah, but you've never had like any muscle to speak of.
No. I was always very skinny. Yeah. I was always very skinny. So
5'10", what am I supposed to be at?
5'10", you should be 149, 183.
Oh, 149, boy. I'm right there. Oh, wait, no, no. So double the 149. Yeah,
double divided the 140. By, oh.
Yes. I'm fucking twice as good at that BMI.
Okay, I got the woman's chart here. Laura, how tall are you?
5'5".
Oh, 5'5". You should be between 113, 138.
That's what I saw too. Fuck that. I have not been 130 pounds since my sophomore year in high school, and all I ate was tomato soup and zucchini.
Oh, so you know the trick.
How about a female 5'2"?
A female 5'2" female?
10 pounds.
I'll tell you right now. 5'2" female between 100 pounds and 121. Yep.
You think Joey has the Grim Reaper just hovering over his shoulder?
Well, Joey said he's pretty tall, right? Didn't he say he's like 6?
What, 6'10"? No, he's like 6 foot. He's 6 foot. 6'2". He's 6'2".
That's what I thought. He's like 6'2". So he should be like you, 170 to 109. I mean, 209. Yeah,
209.
There was
209 is reasonable. 200 is even reasonable.
That great that? Line on Cheers. You know, like Woody would ask Norm, like, hey, what are you up to, Norm? He's like, my ideal weight if I'm 7'10".
A good old Cheers reference. That's where we take a break here on Nerds Talking Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Lafayette.
And I'm Carlos
from Nerds Talking the Podcast.
That's right.
Where we talk about everything from UFOs,
yep,
comic books,
I like
movies,
uh-huh,
streaming services,
yeah,
conspiracy theories,
oh,
ghosts,
mm,
video games,
yeah,
and more.
Kick ass.
All on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
You can find us every Friday with new episodes on all digital platforms where you find your favorite podcast, Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Johnny, Lower, and I'm Lafayette. Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends. Every Friday, new episodes of Nerds Talking the Podcast. Let's jump into a couple of things before we go into our movie topic, what is our movie topic? We'll figure it out. Disney is releasing a free streaming app like Tubi. So you're going to get some Disney content for free. Free movies, free cartoons, free ESPN, free ABC shows. Free
what
a lot
kind
of stuff.
ESPN? Like the Ocho?
Pickleball
championship.
So they're going to give you some of the shows. So you'll get SportsCenter. You'll get the more popular shows they have. And but the thing is, it's all ads, just like Tubi is and so forth. But you're going to get it. You don't have to subscribe for anything.
Mean, you would
Disney
have to
will
surprise.
Give it to you.
You may be surprised about how the ads go. Like I said, I was very impressed with the Netflix ads. It was non-obtrusive. So maybe it's good.
There's a difference though. Have you ever used Tubi?
No.
Okay. So you're going to get ads. Okay.
You're not that horrible though.
It's not horrible, but you're going to get a good 4 minutes of ads 5 times in your show, which
it's
again,
like watching regular network television.
Like, exactly.
Oh,
it really is
that.
Like watching
Never
regular
mind.
Network
fuck
television,
that.
But it's free. So you don't imagine Disney Plus Lite, but it's free. So there you go. So, I mean, why wouldn't you just
have everything?
No.
No. Okay.
But it will have some Marvel stuff and so forth. So it'll have the stuff. You ever see it on TNT? It's always on, like all the Marvel movies. Stuff like that. It'll be on there.
I don't pay for that shit.
Well, now you have a free Disney Plus Lite or something. What can I tell you? Best Buy is now removing all DVDs and CDs from their stores.
Boo.
Be able to buy DVDs or CDs from Best Buy.
Boo.
God, I haven't been in a Best Buy. And
they just said nobody's buying them at all. That's just a waste of space.
Yeah.
Cool, you know, though. I do go to like the used music stores and I'll get old R&B CDs that you just can't get anymore. Or...
I mean, nobody they're, wants they're, to they're trade not
gonna... them in. Yeah. Yeah.
That's have to look at. You can get them streaming, but just nobody wants the physical CD.
Do you think that CDs will ever have like a comeback the way that vinyls had a comeback?
Zero.
No.
Zero. No. Okay.
Yeah. And the vinyl
like, what should
so
I do
stupid.
With all these fucking old CDs I have?
You save them.
Johnny.
And do what?
Wait, no, not those. Who cares about those? DVDs and Blu-rays, you save those.
Okay.
On the days that your internet go down and you don't have shit to do, you plug in your DVD player and you'll watch movies.
I don't even have a DVD player in my house.
I mean, you can go outside too, though, and do stuff.
You could, but... All right, let me do this again. Hold on.
I'm going to take my Ozempic and then I'm going to...
It's like late at night after 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It's dark and you want to do something. TV's not working because the internet's down. Put it in DVD. There, how's that?
Okay, all the caveats, but I got you. All right, there got you it. Go. All got right. It. Yeah. So yeah, so they're gonna get rid of it.
Yeah, go play. Fly tight. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
At night.
Also, Mickey Mouse is not public domain. Use them if you want to, but it has to be Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. That's the only one you can use.
Apparently, there's already a horror film in production.
Yes, right away.
Just as the Winnie the Pooh when he became.
Yeah, that was really bad. I saw. Yeah.
I started watching. I couldn't finish it. It was stupid.
It's really bad. Yeah. Stupid. Also, Jonathan Majors will be recasted as Kang in Marvel Universe.
Yeah. So
they won't stop the storyline. Just gonna get all new actor.
Do you think he can come back from his little?
Yeah, I think he will. I do.
Not
acting
Marvel.
Wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Marvel. Not Marvel. But
yeah, I mean, acting wise.
Chris Brown kind of made a comeback and
Chris Brown was fine. That? He was who's fine.
That? What
Chris
do you mean Brown he's fine? Singer. He beat the shit out who's of Rihanna.
That? No, I mean his career is fine. His career. Like it almost like, oh yeah, that happened. And then he just went right back.
I mean, he apologized and he did a song with Rihanna afterwards.
Then he released.
He did?
Wow, she did a song.
They did do a song together. They also released
Beat You, Bitch.
Some X-rated footage and stuff.
For real? What? For real?
Let's keep that down. Yeah.
I gotta go.
I think he'll be fine though. I mean, just put him in the DC universe. He's a great actor.
There you go.
James oh my God, that. Marvel planted this. Or I would, DC though. Planted this the whole time.
I would. Yeah, I would literally.
How do you
be
think
like,
DC got James Gunn?
Just yeah, exactly. Marvel's like, when he makes this one, get rid of him. Huh. And then so yeah. Oh well. Anyway, Trent Reznor, you guys know who that is, right? Trent Reznor, yeah, from Nine Inch Nails. He says that music is becoming too available, and there's too many acts nowadays that it killed Nine Inch Nails, and that's why they don't make new music. And he said back in the 90s, there was only 20 rock bands, so they could play only us and the other people. Nobody would come to us only. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I mean, now they're streaming and everybody in their living room can release music every Thursday if they want. Like,
and good for them. And fuck you, Trent Reznor, you pretentious little bitch.
He's a pretentious bitch, though. It is very true. Yeah. He thought he was like the king of fucking music.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I heard this awesome story in New Orleans because he had a house in the Garden District and all of his snooty ass neighbors basically drove his ass out. Plotting against him and like calling the cops on him when nothing was happening and like all this shit just to get him out of their neighborhood because they didn't want to like, you know, some gothy rock star in their neighborhood. And I was like,
comes off as like a fake gothy rock star.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, like, didn't you say fuck HOAs also, Bookie? Like,
probably. I don't remember, but yeah,
that sounds like something you would say, right? Like,
yeah, and he could pay his
but that's
HOA.
Like HOA is like at its worst right there.
That's exactly right.
Getting rid of folk.
Yeah, you're right. It's not fair on paper, but in reality, I don't like Trent Reznor, and I think he's pretentious. So,
well, the thing is this.
Case by case basis.
Well, not just that. Laura, you didn't say you were going to be a better person. That was Johnny. So you're okay saying.
Nope. Exactly. No kind of, yeah. Exactly. No kind of resolution like that.
No, nothing like that. Johnny's the better one. You're the one that's sowing fat. Wait, what? Anyway, something
sewing.
Like that.
God, can I sew it off me? God, I'd love to. Just shove it in a sewing machine.
Put it in a butter churner.
All right, let's jump into what we all saw. I think we all saw this. We all see the Duggar family documentary. I don't know what it's called. It's on Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it on Hulu?
Shiny Happy People.
Shiny Happy People. The story of the Duggar family that was on TLC in a show called, was it 19 and Counting?
Didn't it start at 15?
Mm-hmm. It did. It
or 14 or something?
Actually started as a one-off special about the
one family. And counting. It just kept going.
And then it became so popular. It literally made TLC what it is today because of that show. Because of Duggar family. So we'll start with Laura. Laura, give us the synopsis and your breakdown of what you saw for Shiny Happy People.
So it's a breakdown of the Duggar family and where they started and what the Quiverful movement is, which is this fundamental Christian movement that comes from some verse in the Bible that says you need to come to war with a Quiverful, which is like a metaphor for you need to have a boatload of kids to carry on your godly works and your blah, 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 blah.
Isn't a quiver what you carry arrows in, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the metaphor. Yeah. So they have, you know, at the end, 19 kids, and it's about their lives, their rise from nothing in the, I think they were they Mormon to start? Did I remember? I don't think so.
They weren't Mormon, but their religion is very similar to Mormonism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, some sort of fundamental Christian. And then he started to get into politics. And then TLC, which was Discovery Health, got the notice of like, oh, this is interesting. And I remember because I used to watch Discovery Health when it first came out. It was like this weird cable channel where you could watch surgeries at like 1 a.m. and I was so into it. I would sit awesome. There and I would watch them do surgeries at 1 a.m. and then all this bullshit came out. But anyway, so and then it's about their cover-up of the sexual allegations against their eldest son, who is a fucking pedo, and everybody knew it, and also their partnership or their cooperation with this church, which was called the Institute of Basic Life Principles.
Oh, yeah.
And how fucked up that shit is.
The IBL. That's right.
IBL. Yeah. And so just a basic overview of why that is super fucked up. And it was great because it did a lot of interviews with the family members and the oldest daughter, who was one of the people who was molested by the eldest son and her journey. And I mean, it was fascinating. I'm not going to say I loved it because it was horrifying, but I was just riveted the whole time.
Yeah. Now, did you watch it while it was on?
No, I never. I knew it existed, but I never watched the show.
Yeah, same. I never seen it either.
I never watched it, only because I wasn't interested in watching a family, you know, of 19 kids or whatever it was. Who gives a shit? I didn't give a shit. Yeah. But the documentary is great. I thought the religious aspect of it, which I didn't know about them, was like, oh, here we go. Here goes the crazy religious aspect of it. And it was where every family has to have 20 kids. And the wife looked miserable at times, just absolutely miserable. I mean,
she almost died during one of the childbirths, and then she did it again. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and she had a miscarriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had an abortion.
No.
Mm-mm. No, it was a miscarriage.
She had a miscarriage.
Yeah, she had a miscarriage. Sure. Because remember, it shows him in the hospital, then he's crying because he lost a baby.
But I thought she had like a big shame or regret or something.
Her shame was that she had taken birth control when they were married.
Yep.
And that was, and then at a later point, they had a miscarriage and they're like, this is because I use birth control.
Yeah, I blocked our family from having children and blah, blah, blah. Like
that was her big shame.
Full circle. This is the reason why God punished us and yada, yada, yada. And then and our son's a pedo and he raped our own daughters and fucking weirdos. It's fucking weirdos, man. The whole church thing there, I mean, I can't stand those type of churches whatsoever. This whole, I don't know, it feels like it's, they feel very much like they're inclusive churches, you know, where like you aren't allowed in here no matter what. You better be white and you better follow our rules and you better have 10 kids when you show up and you better not stop at 10 either. Like, what the fuck is going on with these people? And it was weird as shit, but I knew about the oldest brother or the oldest son or whatever. I knew about him being the way he was. It was all over the news.
I didn't know anything. I don't remember this at all. All the stuff around the eldest brother was like, well, I didn't,
oh, really? Oh.
Didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I knew all about it. And it was a big story, but
I mean, yeah, just the numbers are there, right? Like when you go into like one of the classes and they say 1 in 20 people are going to like do so-and-so, like they got 20 people.
Like the
there.
Odds so, are so good for yeah. that family, yeah. right? You know, one yeah. of every 5 people, you know, are going to be a pedophile. Like, oh shit, there's 20 of us.
Yeah.
Shit, there's 4 of we us. Got 4. Oh fuck. So he was sitting there going, if I beat them to it, they won't do it. So
yeah. that's yeah, statistically, he's fucked.
Yeah, that's what he thought too when it came up. He was like, oh, fuck, could be me. Like, it wasn't at the time, but he's like, oh, shit, am I going to be a serial killer? What are the odds? Yeah, it's just like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, you can't raise those many kids. And when you see them go shopping, you know, they're at like the bargain bin store buying all the cheapest shit possible, making their kids the worst looking dinners and breakfasts ever, where they just... Let's grab 20 cans of SpaghettiOs and put them in a pot.
Yeah, there can't be quality with that quantity, right? Like
no, because now kids are raising kids is what it is. It's not the parents.
Oh, exactly. Them. Then that turns into that exactly. And but I
that
did like
part the... really got to me was like, you know, you have a 12-year-old girl that's raising her sibling, and I'm like, ooh, that's not good. That's bad. That's very bad.
Well, also you got the whole in that religion, it's almost like I'm gonna court this girl and she can't really say no. She's gonna have to marry me no matter what. And she's gonna have to like do what I tell her. And then like the other girls would come out and say, oh, this was the worst thing ever to happen in my life. Like the other women that they would claim they were just raped by their husband because they were forced into a marriage they didn't want, because that's how the church was and that's how the parents were. Yes, you can marry her. Go now, have 20 children.
Yeah, Christian fundamentalists are really fucking scary. And then that whole Institute of Basic Life Principles, that part, it basically they were trying to describe, like there was some sort of piece of literature that the documentarians got a hold of that was trying to explain like why bad things happen to good people. And there's one, what was it like? Why did God let a 7-year-old boy get raped or something? Did you guys see that?
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's like reasons, like so he can appreciate his purity, so he can appreciate God's saving grace.
Oh, they had the craziest Bible analogies,
bunkers.
Yeah, crazy shit. And then their teaching book, at the homeschool book, was just a bunch of Bible analogies also. That was like that. Now, this is history right here, kids. This is how the Nazis lost. Ah, damn it, they should have won. But anyway, and then you know, it was, and then I love how finally the government stepped in going, those are not fucking teaching books.
Yeah.
Like this shit is not allowed anymore. They got all pissed off and yeah.
And then like teaching women about like slut shaming, like basically like they would look at pictures of women outfits and be like,
God.
Identify the eye trap of
that's right.
How a woman is trying to seduce a woman. Oh God, it's just heartbreaking.
But it was so bad because it was like a woman fully dressed, but she was revealing her ankles.
Right. I know.
Circle her ankles. Those are whores. Those are whores.
Whore ankles.
Those are whores ankles. No, those are cankles. She needs to lose weight. She's check her BMI.
It's a Mozempic.
But Carlos and Johnny, what did you get out of it besides what we are explained basically all the bullshit?
I agree with you, man. I hate religions like this. I hate any group like this. It's such crap and it's such brainwashing. And just when you hear someone trying to defend it, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And even the head of the church, I forget his name now, but he
Bill
was trying
Gothard.
There you go. Bill was never married. Bill never had children.
That's
but
right.
Yet he was telling you how you should be married. He was telling you how you should raise your children. He should tell you how many kids you should have. And even the wife, the Duggar whore, whatever her name is.
That's her name. Yeah.
When she said, I won't forget this. She said that overpopulation is a myth. and you should fill your quiver. I'm like, you stupid, stupid woman. You tell that to the Chinese people.
That was the first thing I thought. Was the Indians and the Chinese.
Yeah. It was, oh my God. It was, this woman is so dumb and so brainwashed. And then the dad tried to become a politician. The only reason I think the dad tried to become a senator, I think it was a senator or a congressman.
He didn't try. He won twice.
Yeah, he was House of Representatives.
Something. Like yeah. I don't
know, but he tried to
something.
Do it during his son's trial. He lost.
That he tried. Yeah.
But I have a feeling he was trying to do it so that maybe he could get his kid off or reduce sentence or something. Or maybe pass a new law where it's okay if you do it once or twice or something, you know? But yeah. Well, yeah. When you have that many kids, you lose focus. You lose, you
well,
know,
he
you're
said
not
that.
In charge.
It's... When I asked him, he's like, well, can't keep track of all of them. I was like, no,
you truly can't. Like, you no truly can't.
Yeah, these days you got to put an Apple tag on all of them so you can find them.
Crazy.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's ridiculous.
Like, you have 19 and all of a sudden two are missing. You're like, you know what? We won't miss them. Like, we're okay.
Yeah, you just come up with some shit. Oh, it'll make our family stronger.
Yeah. We'll bond.
Yeah.
You know,
we're going to miss Jimmy, was it?
Yeah. I don't know. What was his name again? Yeah, exactly. It is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Johnny, what'd you get out of that? You gonna have more kids now?
I'm good. I mean, just watching that shit, I don't know. The whole thing wasn't interesting to me because it's like you're bringing all this shit upon yourself. You know, it's like my ex, she had 5 godchildren, I think, and all these little like nieces and nephews. So like every fucking weekend we're going to somebody's birthday, quinceañera, some shit. And like it was the same thing, like going to the dollar store and like getting this tiny ass shit gift. And like, man, if you guys would just like have 1, 2, 3, 10 kids less, like these kids would have like such a quality, like better quality. You guys would remember all their names. You wouldn't fucking forget about this one or that one. I don't know. It's just, I don't think they weren't thinking consequences. They were just thinking of themselves, I guess.
I think, but I also feel like it's the husband thinking of himself, you know, because you look at all the stories, especially the lady that confronted the head of the church, went to his house and said, "You piece of shit, yada, yada, yada." It was like one of those things where it's like, I think it's almost like another religion where the male is dominant and you better say what he says. And if you don't, then you're the worst. You're a piece of shit woman. And think about that. She had 19 children. Should have been 20. You think she wanted 20 kids? Hell no, she didn't want 20 kids. There's just no way in hell. There's just...
She didn't want to kill herself trying to give birth to 20 kids. I mean,
I think after 10, you're just like, it's just another day, right?
Yeah. It's, I don't even, who knows? I mean, does he just leave in the morning going to work? There's a vial over there, honey. Go ahead and take that. And like I already filled it up this morning in the bathroom.
All right. So 19
birth
kids.
Was like after 15, she just farts and it pops out.
Yeah.
Not even that. She just at the grocery really? Store and one falls out. She's, oh,
I was pregnant. It's like that chick that like had a baby at her prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't
dancing.
Know. Yeah.
I was pregnant the whole time.
All right. So 19 kids, 9 months. That's 171 months divided by 12. That bitch was pregnant for 14 1/4 years. Just pregnant.
You know there's got to be Irish twins in there somewhere if they're not all Irish twins.
Oh, 100%. I think they're all
They have two sets of twins, right? From
yeah,
what I
do.
Remember.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. It's just nuts. It's
Did you guys ever know any like grow up any around any Christian fundamentalist families
Zero.
At all?
That's just not really a thing on the West Coast. Like that's very prominent, you know.
Well, the Mormons are
Bible
pretty
belt
big.
Thing.
I mean,
man.
It's.
Like, I mean, yeah, there's Mormon churches around, but you only see them when they're trying to come to your door.
Well, that's why we keep the Mormons on the other side of the Rockies, man. That's our border wall.
I used to play basketball. With some of the nicest gyms in America are at Mormon churches.
Most true.
But yeah, I would play basketball with them, and then like they came out with the rule like, oh, if you're going to play basketball on a team, you have to go to church. And their church, is like 4 hours Sundays. Like, that's, I never went, but
wear magic underwear.
I mean, I was that good. They were like, you know what? It's all right.
We'll let it pass because you could shoot.
Yeah. We'll get someone to stand in for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I had a few Mormon friends and I went to a couple of like the meetings, and the meetings that we went to were always like, hey, my daughter fucked up, but she's back. We're a family again. It was always like, hey, she might have slept with, 22.
Yeah, it's always the daughters. It's not the sons.
Never the males. The daughters. Males are best. You remember that, Laura. Redemption stories is all what Mormonism about.
Yeah. I just remember thinking like, oh man, that's too bad. Like, she's kind of hot. Like, I wish I would have met her like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. My name's Brad.
Is she still a whore?
Yeah, this is my number. This is my daughter, Sophie. I caught her last week sucking 7 dicks, but she's better now.
Thank Jesus.
Thank Jesus.
There's cookies and punch in the back.
That's when you stand up. Damn it. Last week, I missed out. I know, man. Are you open this week?
Hey, can you give her a pass for another week?
When I grew up, there was a family down the street. I don't remember how many kids they had. At least 3, maybe more. And they, over the summer, 1 or 2 summers, maybe even more, they had like a backyard Bible camp in the summers. Yeah. And my mom was like, you should go to this. I don't remember how old I was. Younger than teenage. Sure. So I'm like probably like 8 or 9. And I was like, I went and I was like, this is fucking weird. Like, when you're 8 or 9 and you're already like, this is weird and I don't want to be here. Like, I feel like that's a big red flag. Like, the kids, I'm like, all the activities, whatever, we can run around and play kickball or whatever it was. But then when you try to have conversations with people, you're just like, you're just not right. Like, we don't jive, because everything always came back to religion. Like, every conversation came back to religion because they were all homeschooled. They were all homeschooled kids. Mm-hmm. And horrible. I'm just like, fucking weird.
You want to watch? Oh, go ahead. Finish.
I have some pretty religious people in my family, and not my close family, but extended family. And I had a religious uncle ask me once how my shirt, praise God, I was 16 years old, 17, was in a gothy phase, so I was wearing like shirts with skulls on them. And I was like, I'm sorry, could you tell me how your shirt praises God?
What was he wearing?
It was like a blue polo. I said, my shirt has human skulls on it. Humans, which are the beauty of God's creation. In fact, the most beautiful thing that God has ever created in his image on my shirt right now. Tell me about your shirt and how your blue shirt praises God.
I mean,
you said your shirt praised God because of skulls?
Because it was humans, human skulls.
Human skulls.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And what did he say?
I mean, like, I'm not trying to defend your uncle.
What did he say, though? I wonder what he said about his shirt.
He didn't say fucking anything. No, because it's a great fucking argument.
No, but he could have
said. Yeah, but that's not why you got the shirt.
Okay, hold on. Like, what would your answer be, Johnny, if you were the uncle when she said, well, what does your shirt mean? And you were in a blue polo.
Just not
same thing. Yeah. There you go.
There's blue in the blue skies, the waters. Jesus, and thank.
I like how I just go straight for Jesus. Yeah. Not even the Bangladesh kids that made your shirt that Jesus made. Yeah. Praise those children. Praise their lives. Religion is crazy when it comes to people that are obsessed with it. Just like to the point of like, holy shit, calm your ass down. Like
I get if it makes you a better person, that's fine. You don't need to preach or I think I told you about that guy who's like standing on top of the freeways like waving to people and shit. He used to be a stripper. I tell you that?
No,
I think so.
He's around Sacramento. He just has like John 3:16 like scribbled on his shirt, and like before Steve and Austin. After work, he just like waves to people from the overpass, and I'll always like flash my high beams at him and he waves to me, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice guy. But they did an interview with him, and he used to be a male stripper, and he was like, yeah, I used to have some dark days, and like, I'm not trying to convert anyone. I'm just trying to like bring joy to everyone, or like bring, I don't know. Like, even though his shirt says John 3:16, like, I don't feel like that pressure to, you know, follow him or anything like that. But just a nice guy who went through some dark shit.
I feel
as
like
a male
religion,
stripper, like, I just can't imagine.
I feel like religion can be a great light for people.
Well, all the dark shit that'll come with being a male stripper. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's just the fundamentalist thing is crazy. It really is crazy. And everything, and they try to tie everything to the Bible. And I mean everything. Like, even though they'll take today's news and they'll correlate it to the, I'm like, what are you doing? That, no. And the, oh, yeah, it does mean that. Oh, this is the end of the world. You see what happened in Japan with the earthquake? Oh, it's the Bible says it. Look on page this, that. Mark says this. You're like, oh, my God. You think
I have
that
a
has
cousin.
To do with, like, Ukraine? Yes, it does. Like, oh, fuck. Like,
I have a cousin who regularly posts, like, everyday things. And is like, this is a sign of Satan taking over your children. And that the end is coming and you better get yourself right with Jesus. And I'm just like, how do I talk to this person?
You don't.
Don't.
I have nothing. I can't say anything to this person other than, hi, your casserole is great. It's great to see you. Okay, yeah. Bye. Like, that's literally all I can say to that
tell
person.
Tell her casserole tastes like shit.
You were eating Jesus.
Yeah, you were eating Jesus.
Whoa.
That's what the
hey,
10 bucks
Catholics do it every fucking Sunday. They eat Jesus.
Slow down.
That is true. That is true. That is very true.
I have friends that'll post like astrological shit, like, oh, today for Scorpios, this and that. And like,
that kind of shit is like,
that's
even,
also, no.
It's even stupider.
Yeah. Like, well,
it's all fucking stupid.
But the like, side you know thing, me. I mean, I'm an Aries. Like,
yeah.
That's
the
why
side
I
thing
her.
Is like when someone go, hey, what are you? I'm like, a Leo. I knew it.
I fucking knew you, Leos.
I fucking knew you were a Leo because you Leos, and they'll break it all down. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
I'm always like,
I'm on Ozempic right now. I'm probably suicidal. I don't want to talk to you. Like,
I'm just don't tell me I look joy. Sickly. Don't tell me I look sickly. Yeah. That's all. That's the only thing that I'm
sickly.
That's probably the worst thing to call somebody when like they're losing weight, they're making progress. Are you okay? Did you
have cancer?
Yeah, a tapeworm?
Yeah, my buddy used
you've
to
been
say
to
that.
Mexico?
Yeah, my buddy used to go when I would only eat like once or twice a day or whatever because of work, he'd be like, dude, your face looks really thin. Yeah, you're sick. I'm like, I haven't been eating much. He's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah, that's all it is. Like, it's a good thing. What are you talking about? I look fucking awesome. Like,
I had a coworker who dropped a ton of weight but didn't replace his clothes. And it made him look very sickly. And I was genuinely worried about him for a while. But he was fine. He just lost a bunch of weight. Like, it was an intentional effort.
He didn't
want to
buy new clothes.
These suits that were huge. And, like, his collar on his dress shirt was, like, 3 sizes too big.
Do you know him still? Like, you actually couldn't get a hold of him if you wanted to?
Yeah, I could.
Okay, tell him you sell now. You can fix all that.
I think he probably got rid of those clothes.
I just want to throw it out there.
You need those pants hemmed? Send them over.
I can take you. Remember that big-ass collar you used to wear? And you know what he's going to say? Wait, you used to make fun of me when I was wearing my big clothes. No. I can fix it. You don't listen to podcasts, do you?
but like it's using the old ways. So it's going to like start off as a business suit, but it's going to look like a fucking somebody on the Mayflowers type of shirt.
He doesn't want to get rid of it because he knows the bounce back. The bounce back can happen. You know, he can go right back to his old ways.
He's a yo-yo suit.
You know what happens? People lose weight, and then 2 years later, like, oh man, you gain it all back. It was fun being skinny for that moment
for a while.
Yeah, it was fun. Carlos and I know somebody that literally lost so much weight. She lost a ton of weight. She looked like she was 18 again, like what we remember as growing up. And she was a personal like life coach for weight loss. And then she broke her ankle and gained 200 pounds back and said, fuck that life coach shit. I like donuts.
Oh, I feel so sorry for her.
I was like,
sucks.
There you go. And literally, no joke, when she broke her ankle, because she used to run every day, It killed all motivation, all of it.
I can imagine. That's and when rough.
When her ankle got better, she was like, fuck new shoes, running on pavement. Or any place I'm going to drive to is fucking Krispy Kreme drive-thru. Like, that's my life now. Like,
they say that losing weight is the easy part and keeping it off is the hard part. I've never experienced that, but for other people, it's what they say.
It is hard. It is. Most people you know that lose weight, they're going to gain a decent portion back. So
I did, but it was over like a period of 10 years because I used to be really big.
Ah.
Okay. Bigger, much bigger than I am now.
Oh.
Like 40 pounds, 40 pounds bigger than I am now. And that was 10 years ago.
Congratulations.
Well, I'm creeping back up and I'm like, fucking hell no.
Ozempic. Right. Well, yeah, Ozempic. That's all we got. We're like sponsored by them now. Ozempic. There's like three other companies that do the same thing, but one's called Roe.
One's
called like Wabasabi.
But that suggests, suggests like exercising. So that they're not going to make much money.
Which well, one? I think they all Roe. Suggest some type of exercise, of right?
No, just
all
the name.
Of them do.
Just the name, like I.
Oh, because it's called Roe.
Rowing, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Not popular. Don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want that one. So if one was called Run or Fast,
I don't want
that one.
No, I don't want
nothing to do with that.
I'm booking. I'm curious, like if you get started on it, I want to see what kind of side effects you get.
I'm gonna
just
mean,
the side
we'll
effects.
See.
You
I
don't fucking care about your weight loss.
No,
well, I mean, obviously it's gonna work.
I thought you were a better person,
it
Johnny.
Necessarily, it doesn't for everybody. I'm gonna give you a running tally on how it's going. Appointments next Monday. I'll let you know. I imagine it'll be a few weeks at least, because if the insurance won't cover it, we have to find out if insurance covers. If insurance covers it, they don't cover it. I've got a backup plan about how I can get the compounded stuff, and so. We'll go along my journey.
Did you guys catch the key word in there? She said how it's running, so I don't think it's gonna go well. So we were.
I don't run. I don't
exactly.
fucking run.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, there you go. That's pretty much what we got. Unless anybody else got anything else. Dream Scenario. You guys didn't watch Dream Scenario? Carlos and I did. We'll talk about it real quick. Dream Scenario, starring Nicolas Cage. It's a good movie until like the last 15 minutes. It really is really good until like ending is whatever. Movie's about Nick Cage, a college professor, that all of a sudden, he appears in your dreams. He does nothing in your dreams. He just stands off to the side. But he appears there. Even if something is happening to you, he doesn't help you, doesn't do anything. He's just there. And he's in everyone's dreams. And everybody seems to notice it. Everybody kind of brings it up. Then he becomes very popular for it. But then, what happens is, he starts murdering everyone in their dreams. And then people start blaming him as if he's doing it on purpose. Like, he controls your dreams.
Of him.
Yeah, and they're terrified of him now. And so now he has to go into hiding and he loses his job and all this crazy shit. His wife leaves him. All this crazy shit happens because something he had nothing to do with. Then a company comes along, controls these bracelets that you can actually control other people's dreams. You can go into people's dreams. the bracelet thing was dumb. Like I said, the last 15 minutes in the movie is not good. It's just not good because it's this stupid like social media dreaming. It was so dumb. But outside the last 15 minutes, the movie's pretty good. I just felt like it didn't have a real ending whatsoever. That was the only downside. It didn't really have anything good at the end.
I like this movie a lot. It's like social commentary. It's a man who has to apologize for something he hasn't done, or else he'll get canceled. So people are telling him to apologize. He tries to apologize, and then he's looked at like it was self-serving, like he was doing it for himself. It was ridiculous. No matter what he did, he could never win, even though he did nothing wrong. That's just today's society, just how it is. So if you want to see a really good movie, did you notice that is when something somewhat traumatic in his life is when the dreams changed for people?
Yeah.
Girl's the only girl that I ever brought up that was having sexual dreams about him. So he almost cheated on his wife. And then when he got back to his hotel room, because it didn't happen, he couldn't sleep. But he couldn't sleep because of the embarrassing moment that happened. And that's when the dreams changed. People started dreaming of him killing them. And then the other traumatic moment was when he supposedly attacked that teacher at his daughter's school. And after happened, dreams just stopped.
That's right.
It seems like whenever something traumatic happens to him, the dreams changed and then they stopped.
Yeah. It was, again, it's it, Man, his acting is great. I mean, it's like top tier Nicolas Cage acting. But the, like I said, the last 15 minutes kind of whatever, but the movie's good. It gets you, you wonder why it's happening. You don't really find out why anything of this is happening. And it's like Carlos said, a social commentary on, you know, you can be blamed for something you have no control over. And in the end, you can be just completely, you know, canceled and abolished from society, even though you had nothing to do with something. So, but I give it a 3.5 out of 5. That's what I, dream scenario, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I got to agree. The ending wasn't strong. So yeah, I'd go 3.5 as well. But Nicolas Cage, man, that guy, he doesn't disappoint in this one. Man, this guy can act.
There you go. That's all we got for you. Laura, anything else? World War II, anything? No? Nothing? You good? No. I mean, tell people to watch it.
I'm watching it. It's good.
What are you watching?
The World War II From the Front Lines. New documentary on Netflix. It is colorized archival footage, which is not revolutionary. We've seen it before. If you really want to go, it is. It is very, very well done. But if you want to go a deep dive onto Netflix, and I think it's still on there, is World War II in Color.
Yeah,
which
still
is
there.
Like a 10-part series. Ooh, you want to know what you missed with this one? You watch that one. That one is like the most comprehensive overview of the war that I've seen in document.
Do the Nazis still kill people in that one?
They certainly do. Yes.
Okay, so you're not missing much. Johnny, how about yourself? Anything left?
I can't follow that, really. With your Nazi comments, I'm like, Nazi bad. There. That's what I got. I mean, you know me, I'm an Aries, so.
You dumb fucks. Carlos, he's talking to his assistant. Anything left?
No, I got nothing. I tried watching the Netflix doc on World War II, but it was kind of disturbing. It's
really?
So yeah, so I'm watching it. I'm watching it, but it's disturbing.
What part was it? Because was the part where they're freaking measuring all the all their captors, and they're like doing all the color matching with their eyes, and that's so like crazy.
That was
I'm
so
like,
weird, man.
Like, what the hell are they trying to achieve?
And when I know exactly what they were trying to achieve. They had all these doctors. They're trying to, quote, perfect the human race. And so everything has to be categorized. Everything has to be, graded. And they had a very efficient system, I'm sure they thought, for what that meant. And so tons of metrics. The part that was also really disturbing was the Polish children. So they took Polish children who had blonde hair, blue eyes, like looked like the Aryan perfection, took them away from their parents and brought them to Germany and raised them as the Hitler Youth. That was very disturbing to me. And that, you know, the atrocities that Nazi Germany perpetrated go beyond just the Holocaust. The Holocaust was really fucking bad, don't get me wrong, but there's so much more shit
in
there.
It's crazy. It's all crazy.
That will blow your mind.
Well, like the part where they shot that one Nazi soldier, the Polish resistance.
Shot him in the face. Yeah.
Shot him. And then the next day they shot 20 women and children on the exact same spot.
Yeah, I cried.
They made a point. Yeah. They're like, we're making a fucking point. And I was like, God,
that
damn.
Happened all throughout occupied Europe. And I cried like looking at that man. Because each interviewee that they do, they have a very silent, still moment where they're just kind of sitting there, not talking. And I started crying for him. I'm like, I can't imagine living with that.
It's crazy.
On my soul for the rest of my life.
So if you are a World War II buff or you like history, check out both those documentaries on World War II. One called World War II in Color. And the other one called, I forgot, Laura, what's it called again? The new one?
World War II From the Front Lines.
From the Front Lines. We'll have to talk about it when we all catch up on it.
That one's also in color. They colorized the footage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks good. Looks good.
Hey, Bucky, have you heard of Nicholas Winton?
No, I don't know that name.
He's a British guy who like saved like hundreds of kids, like over 600 kids from Nazi Germany and like found them all families and homes. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, YouTube them, Nicholas Winton. There's a great scene where, like, they invite him to this auditorium for something, and then it's just filled with all the kids that he saved. Oh, so cool.
That's gonna make me.
You're telling me they haven't made a movie of this yet?
I'm sure they have.
Oh yeah.
I just haven't seen it. I mean, if it doesn't star Nicolas Cage, I'm not watching that shit.
You don't watch any of Nicolas Cage movies. You didn't watch fucking Dream Scenario.
Hey, I watched fucking Jiu-Jitsu or whatever.
Oh my god, that's really bad.
I haven't forgotten.
No, you didn't.
That's really bad,
man. Oh man,
I watched that shit from beginning to end.
A hard watch.
Hard watch.
That's hard.
It tests my loyalty to Nicolas Cage for sure.
Yeah. That's horrible. All right, well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking, the podcast. Nobody seems to have anything else. Carlos, how about, is there a podcast you want to promote from Australia that came out? Australia.
Lafayette and I were on Pod Culture Oz, their year-end review episode, which is out now. We joined the cast of Philippa, Nick, and Dave. Check it out. Available now.
There you go. Pop Culture Oz. Check
Pod
it out.
Pod Culture Oz. Pod. It always seems to ruin
I say
that
pop.
Title.
I say Pop Culture Oz. It's because I think pod of pop culture, but it's culture. Pod. Everything's backwards in Australia, upside down, whatever you want to say. Anyway, for Johnny.
See ya.
For Laura.
Goodbye.
For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Lafayette. Catch you next time on Nerds Talking the Podcast. Have yourself a fantastic day.